The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
I'm Free Beer, one of the hosts, and this weekend was probably my last. It's my last scheduled football game of the year. Occasionally, I get an NFL dip in December where somebody doesn't want to go somewhere, and they go, hey, can you go? And I usually want to because it's fun to do an NFL game after the college season. So it was the Big Ten Championship, and I sent you guys a photo on Saturday of how I was dressed. And you said I should have been drinking a mint julep. I did overdress for the situation. There's no question.
You looked a little mint julepy, yeah, with your bright red bow tie.
It was velvet, too. Wasn't the bow tie velvet?
No, it's similar but much cheaper material, yeah.
Ugh.
Cheaper than velvet?
Very hurtful.
It's not that expensive.
So just cheap, shiny. Okay.
You looked like
it. It looked fine.
What'd you do, buy it at Michael's in like the paper section?
Yeah. Michael's, wow. You should have had a top hat on with some holly berries around it or something. So, you look like a Christmas dandy.
I joked that it wasn't a joke. It was a dress for my wife weekend. So I dressed as though she was with me, and I dressed how she would want so I could send photos. And so then when flying home on Sunday, I dressed in a way that I thought she would like so that when I saw her, because I was hoping that she would want to make sex when I got home.
You guys have weird foreplay.
You do.
You really do.
When we're not around each other, I'll dress in a way that you like.
Though you can't see me
but
doing it.
You're not here, so I'll take pictures of me and send them to you.
Well, she's not going to want a D-pick, so I got to find other ways.
I was going to ask, did you fly with your zipper down?
No. No, is that an option?
Anything's an option.
So I'll show you how I was dressed on the way home, if you want.
You
want
to send that to me and all?
Yeah, I'll send it right now.
Okay.
Because it's pertinent to this story. So at the airport, me and Albert and Albert's the engineer, my partner Tiki Barber. Oh, that's hurtful. That is hurtful
it's
the way you laugh.
It's just not what I would expect.
Okay, so anyway, it's very casual. It's a Bradley Cooper look.
Okay. Is that self-titled or no.
Do you want me to
call you that? Okay.
Yeah.
Should I?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. All right.
You wore that?
Wow.
You look like Aladdin.
You do look like Aladdin.
I do not.
I feel like the shirt should be tucked in with that vest.
No, yeah. It's casual.
It is casual, but it's untucked, and it definitely needs to be tucked in.
It doesn't.
Did you
anyway,
like that when you put it on?
Yeah, I didn't.
She likes that, huh?
So.
How are her eyes?
Beautiful.
She can't be great.
You're married now, and I know you have optical.
Well, I mean, we did. But.
So when she says, I'm turned on by you. She wants, are those black jeans or dark wash? Anyway.
No, they're not jeans.
Oh, my God.
They're like a
you
travel pant.
You put on a denim shirt with a travel pant?
They're a travel pant?
It's fine.
And a green vest?
This is not why I'm showing you. This is to set up the, I'm telling a story.
Isn't the worst part?
Oh,
God.
Sorry. Just saw
you
that.
You got to tell us that you got somewhere in that. There is hope out there, guys. Don't you dare give up.
Hello, I'd like to buy beer, please.
I'm dressed like an adult. Ergo, I am.
A lot of text saying I look great. So we get to the airport and we go our separate ways. Tiki was flying United.
Yeah, I bet they got the hell away from you as fast as they could.
Albert and I were flying Delta, so he stayed with me begrudgingly. I mean, who doesn't want to be have an idiot for a wingman? Me, the idiot, not Albert. So we're going through security, and I go through the metal detector, and it goes off. And I have a belt that goes off like one out of every 10 times. Mm-hmm. So I go, I bet it's my belt. And I back up through the little metal detector, and I start to take it off. And from behind me, I hear, it's the vest. And I ignore it. Like, mind your business.
It's setting off the cool bells.
Yeah, the security guard asks you to take it off, and he just puts it in the trash for you.
It's not metal, but I'm doing you a favor.
It's reversible, so, and it's a suit of armor on the inside. You see, my wife's really into medieval times.
She's not here. She's imaginary right now.
So then,
I swear she exists. We have six kids.
So I do it a lot.
I hold the belt out and I say, do you want to just, because sometimes they'll just have it hand you, have them.
Do you want to touch my super cool belt?
Yeah. And she said, no, run it through. And from behind, I hear, it's the vest. And I'm like, Jesus.
Who is this vest knower behind you? So, did they make your vest?
Put it in there and I'm waiting. And the lady's like, hold on. And the person goes, better take off the vest. And I turn around and go, yeah, I heard you. And it was Tiki Barber.
See? That's a good-looking man giving you some good fashion advice.
I don't. First of all, it wouldn't have been cool if I turned around and said that to a stranger. Like, yeah, I can just ignore you. But I did not for a second think it was some. I thought it was some busybody who's like, well, it must be the vet. I thought it was like a random Hot Wings there telling everybody how to live their life.
So to be clear, it wasn't your Playboy Bunny belt.
It was the belt, Steve. The belt was the problem. I stepped right through and, it looked like I was on a runway, a fashion runway.
The fact that you fully committed, that's awesome. I feel like I would send that picture
insulting.
To be like, here you go, here's the costume that I'm wearing for you. And then I'd have just changed. And then I'd have gotten off the plane back into Grand Rapids and I'd have put the clothes back on. But ain't no way I'd be out in public like that. So good for you.
I think it would be good to go to Instagram or Twitter and at Bradley Cooper. Go, this is how you look.
Oh, I don't think that's a good idea at all.
What picture of Bradley Cooper did you use? I feel like it's going to be a really good Pinterest fail type of thing.
if we're comparing the two, it's definitely a fashion fail. People don't say Bradley Cooper looks good because he's wearing a denim shirt with a vest. It's more face related.
You're the DIY Bradley Cooper.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.